This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are very happy to welcome David Fucillo. He writes for Niners Nation on SB Nation. And obviously the lead storyline today is to avoid that 10th straight loss. And I know that ever since Adam Gase went to the running game that the J train has been doing pretty well, and now the Dolphins are on a roll. What chances do you give San Francisco to get a road victory today, David?
Well, I mean, you've got the Dolphins coming off a 14-10 win over the Rams last week. They won in the last minute. I think the best chance is if the 49ers can jump out to an early lead. You've got a Dolphins team that's won 5 straight, but they haven't exactly won pretty, which, I mean, you know, wins are wins, especially if you're the 49ers. But there's a chance for a letdown.
You know, when I look at Kaepernick now, I was just talking about this. When I look at him, the first thing I think of now is not, I mean, even during a game, I don't think, hey, he's a quarterback. I think of, you know, the fact that he's given away $1 million, which is great, sort of piecemeal $25,000 chunks. He's, of course, been very vocal, perhaps put his foot in his mouth on the Fidel Castro thing, but he's free to say whatever he wants. And I almost think, I wonder, even though he's still a hard worker, if football is his priority, maybe football's a distraction. Where do you have any take on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, certainly an interesting question, just in the idea that it's hard to tell, because obviously the things that he's demonstrating against, the things he's talking about, are more important than football. I think we can all agree that the issues he's brought up are important. And so, yeah, I mean, you do wonder, it's like, well, you know, once this season ends and he's potentially a free agent, especially if teams are not willing to go after him, in part because of the social issues, it's going to be interesting to see how his career unfolds after this, and if he has a career after this.
I'm just wondering now if Chip Kelly has lost the locker room, because I think a lot of times in football, it's probably the one sport outside of maybe the NBA where you can see a team kind of give up early in the game. Now, talking to people who follow the Niners, they say that they still think the Niners are fighting. They haven't given up just yet. But we also know that losing 9 games in a row can cost people jobs. And look at the Raiders with their 0-10 start a couple of years ago. How do you think the effort is with the team, and what is Kelly's hold on his charges at this point?
Well, if you look at the last few games, you see a team that comes out and actually looks pretty good in the first half. They were trailing 13-10 at the half against the Patriots. They took the Arizona Cardinals to the wire. So I don't think the team has quit on Chip Kelly. I think the bigger issue, of course, is the lack of talent. When you don't have much in the way of wide receivers, your offensive line is struggling to run block. Your defense just can't seem to do anything right half the time. So I think that's not an issue yet. But again, like you said, you've lost 9 straight, and things are continuing to turn south. And this is a tough game against Miami. But next week they go to the Bears and they host the Jets, and those are 2 games where if they lose those as well, then it'll be interesting to see how the players react once when they start losing to teams that are as bad or pretty close to as bad as them.
You know, it's funny. I think most of us would have said there was no way Cap was coming back this year after the surgery, and they basically told him to go home, don't even stand on the sidelines. And yet here he is, the starting quarterback. So I'm not going to say he won't be back next year, even with the adjusted contract. But I would still, if I'm a betting man, say that he's going to be gone. What do you think the chances of that is? And also, to your point, as Kaepernick, if you look at the stats, is very good in the first half, and then whether the defense makes adjustment or whatever, he's pretty pathetic in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to figure out a lot of these issues that are going on in the second half. I mean, it's possible the coaching isn't doing enough to adjust. Teams are adjusting to Kaepernick, and he's not readjusting. But as far as the future, it it's tough to tell with this 49ers team in particular, because we don't know what's going to happen with Trent Baalke or Chip Kelly or any of the organization. It would be my guess, the best bet I think would be that Trent Baalke's gone and Chip Kelly stays, but and then Tom Gamble is promoted over Baalke. But you know, it's possible they decide to overhaul the entire organization. And I think Colin Kaepernick's decision to stick around, and also whomever the GM may or may not be, their own decision what to do with them, will play into it. My guess is it would be hard to bet on him sticking around or being kept around, even, because again, he can exercise that option, but then the 49ers can turn around and release him after that.
Rick Tittle, 957 The Game, with David Fucillo of Niners Nation on SB Nation. A couple more questions for David. I think Chip Kelly's job is safe. I wouldn't think they would go one and done in back-to-back years. You never know, but I would think that it would be safe, especially as Chip Kelly has had some success in the NFL. But Trent Baalke right now, I mean, the abuse he's taken, I think punching bags and pincushions are looking at him and blushing at this point. But, of course, that comes with a job if you want to be a GM in professional sports. You mentioned Gamble. Do you think a lot of Niner fans would be satisfied with staying in-house? Because we know Eddie. We know Jed is very loyal to his guys. Or do you think that they might say, look, we need to go outside. We need some new ideas. I mean, they tried that with Chip, but do you think that Gamble would be a shoo-in then?
No, I mean, I think anybody other than Baalke would please 49ers fans. I think they've seen how this has gone, and they would be happy for any kind of change. I think they would, a complete overhaul would go over better. But the big issue is if you bring in a new GM and it's not Tom Gamble, are they, usually the GM wants to hire the coach or at least have some kind of say in the hiring of the coach. And can you really afford necessarily to say, well, you have to have Chip Kelly as your coach? That could end up being a non-starter for replacing.
When I look at the draft and I'm looking at the quarterbacks, and a lot of people are really souring on all of them, from Kaiser to Watson to Trubisky, saying that there is no sort of Andrew Luck in this draft. The Niners, would they be better served, do you think, taking one of those great defensive ends early and shoring that up, just letting the big board talk to them, whoever they rate the highest? Because a lot of teams say they do that. I don't believe them. And then maybe taking a look at a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo or Tony Romo, someone like that, to come in and be the quarterback.
Yeah, I think that actually could make sense. And I think given the state of the 49ers franchise, I think you have to just go best player available, even if it's repetitive to having drafted Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner. I think you want to look at the best players available. In reality, it might make sense to trade down. If somebody out there really wants one of the quarterbacks, or if Jonathan Allen or Myles Garrett, the two top defensive guys, are there, you may be able to find a pretty strong haul of picks. And this team just needs good players. And the more draft picks you have, the more higher draft picks you have, the more bullets you have to find some of those players.
The last thing this defense needed was to have one of their best players in Reed go out, and now he's done. Jaquaski Tart comes in, who's got a lot of playing time. He's relatively high picked. I think for most Niner fans, they'd hate to see Reed go, but Tart isn't like getting somebody off the street. He's capable, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He replaced Antoine Bethea last year. Bethea is going to be entering the last year of his contract next year. He and Reed are both technically assuming, again, the 49ers have a fifth-year option on Reed, which I think they'll continue to hold just because it's fairly inexpensive. But with both Reed and Bethea potentially free agents after the 2017 season, you need to figure out what you have behind them. And Tart is a guy with a ton of athleticism. I think he's a bit more of a guy that would line up in the box than be a center field guy, but he's going to get a lot of opportunities to do both this year.
Carlos Hyde going back to his home state of Florida today, and the Dolphins' run defense near the bottom of the league. Is it too simplistic to say just give Hyde 30 touches, or would it be dumb to not do that?
No, they need. I mean, if they're going to win this game, it's going to be primarily because of Carlos Hyde. The Dolphins' pass defense, their pass rush, has been particularly good this year. They ranked fifth in the NFL in one metric. In pass defense, but then in the middle of the pack in the run game. And Hyde last week looked a lot better. You know, he returned 2 weeks ago from the AC joint sprain, and you could tell he looked tentative. He was dancing a bit. And then last week, we just saw him attacking the line. And so, yeah, I think he's a guy that you want to get 25-plus carries and just let him carry this team.
You know, a lot of people have made a deal about Adam Gase, of course, not just one but two interviews before Jed settled on Jim Tomsula as a head coach. And I think Gase did very well, and whether he meant it or not, he took the high road saying, you know, loved my time there, love everybody in that stadium. Thank you so much for two interviews. It helped me get the Dolphins job. Do you think they look back and wish they had hired Gase, or is he not that much of a star to them?
Well, I think, you know, the 49ers ownership will tell themselves that, you know, that he isn't much of a star to them. But, yeah, I think that would, you know, anything would have been better than Jim Tomsula. And I think most people saw, you know, realized that Jim Tomsula was not going to be a good head coach. And, you know, maybe it would have worked out in another situation. But the fact that, you know, conceivably it could have been Adam Gase and Vic Fangio there, you know, with Fangio running the defense, I think could have been something. But again, you know, that's all what it could have, should have at this point.
I guess when you look at the Niners averaging just over 20 points scored per game and giving up more than 31 on average per game, those numbers are quite telling, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a mess. They just, obviously they're losing a lot of players to injury, and that's a very significant, but it's, I think a lot of people, again, you know, when you bring in the kind of people they have, the coaches they have, it's not exactly shocking that it's gone south like this.
All right, that's David Fucillo. You can read him on SB Nation. For Niners Nation, follow him on Twitter at David Fucillo. It's F-U-C-I-L-L-O. David, thanks again for your time, especially on a Sunday. To try to enjoy the Niner game, and we'll talk to you soon.
We're just rooting for that number two pick.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. You know what? I would rather win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.